Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Beam me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's D.A. on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Wednesday to you, boys and girls. One question to one question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. We come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time? Well, Rocket can. As always, we appreciate you being part of the DA show this morning. And our next guest is an NFL Network insider. Inside training camp coverage airs throughout the week on NFL Network starting each day at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Yes, training camp is here. Our friend Rap Sheet, Ian Rappaport, joins us. Rap, good morning.
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're good as well. And, you know, the sports world kind of rocked yesterday by news of the Marlins outbreak and that they'll have to pause things for the next week. People saying, well, you see, this is why the NFL needs a bubble. Did the Marlins outbreak make the NFL worried at all about starting its season?
No, it really didn't. And actually, in the couple hours after the Marlins situation broke, I talked to Alan Sills, the NFL's chief medical officer. And, you know, first of all, the NFL has been talking to all of these teams kind of as they've hit their little bumps in the roads or whatever you want to call it, and kind of using what they can to plan and to learn and you know, all of that. The main message from Sills was the NFL has protocols in place to make sure that doesn't happen or try to make sure that doesn't happen. Right. And one of the craziest things is that they played with several positives, I believe four positive tests. That would never have happened in the NFL. It just would never happen. I mean, not just talking about the fact that, you know, there's a game every week instead of six games a week. You know, I believe I saw that the players actually voted, got together, and decided to play. I mean,
correct.
The protocols are so strict in the NFL that would never even be an option. Once a guy tested positive, he's out of the facility, he's quarantined, he can't get back in and do anything until he has two negative tests 24 hours apart. You know, none of these things, it seems, were adhered to by baseball. So, yeah, I mean, it's alarming for baseball. But I don't feel like it's realistic at all to compare football to that because the protocols are so different.
You can listen to more on Rap's thoughts on the Marlins situation affecting the NFL as part of his Rap Sheet and Friends podcast. Let me ask you about the New England Patriots because we've now seen a number of their players, Dont'a Hightower, Patrick Chung, remove themselves from the equation due to COVID reasons. They've had six players do this. No Brady, no Gronk, no Gostkowski. you know, so many players, Kyle Van Noy, et cetera. Do you expect a real sub 500 type season in New England, or do you believe that Belichick's always got the secret sauce to keep them competitive?
Yeah, I mean, I've covered the Patriots before, as you know, as you did. I spent a lot of time studying them and watching them and knowing what they do. I will never, ever, ever, ever predict a sort of down season for the Patriots. I guess anything is possible. And if any team is ever going to take a little bit of a step back as they retool, it would be this Patriots team. But I feel like I know too much, right? Because every time this, oh man, the Patriots lost this guy, how are they ever going to make up for the loss of whoever it is, whether it's, you know, some, you know, big name veteran they traded, you know, Richard Seymour or something like that, or, you know, they let Tom Brady walk, for instance, you know, whatever it is, the Patriots always, to me, are going to be fine. And, you know, Gronk is great. I mean, Gronk is great. But by the end of his Patriots tenure, he was just not the same guy. And the reason I know that is because that's what he saw on film. I mean, I remember him telling me, you know, he would get sick watching himself on film because he's like, who is this guy? So I think some of the departures were planned. Others were not planned, such as the opt-outs. But, you know, I always think the Patriots are going to be fine until they prove me otherwise.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, joins us this morning here on the show. So then you're not in the camp of some grand conspiracy theory that Belichick is trying to tank this year to angle for Trevor Lawrence.
I don't believe in tanking. I don't believe it works. You know, I mean, unless you were to convince the players playing and the coaches coaching to just be terrible, I don't think it works. I mean, the Dolphins were tanking last year. That's what everybody thought. And then they ended up picking fifth, which is, you know, not tanking. Two spots behind the Lions, who were certainly not tanking. And the Giants, who played like they were tanking but didn't mean to. I don't believe in tanking. And even if the Patriots were, I don't think there's any chance they could be bad enough to get the number one pick. I mean, there's just, to me, unless they were literally going to play with high school players, I don't think the Patriots would ever get the number one pick. So I think that's all crazy and ridiculous. I don't think this is part of any master plan at all.
Is the NFL only focused on their own fall season, or are they also looking and hoping and maybe guiding college football? Because if college football doesn't play, boy, it throws a lot of question marks into next year's NFL draft.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I think, you know, next offseason, you know, this offseason was obviously disrupted. This season is going to be different. Let's hope it's not disrupted. But next offseason could be different as well. I mean, you know, I don't think anyone knows what college football is going to do. I know the NFL, Dr. Sills, Roger Goodell, I know they've been talking to college football, to the commissioners. I don't know necessarily that they're influencing them or that anyone has the answer anyway, because, you know, maybe college football could have a full season, but it would probably only be in the spring. And if that's the case, then you have players, I mean, play a full season in the spring and then another full season in the fall. Seems like a lot for rookies, right? And then, you know, if the draft is coming up, you're going to have, I don't know, 50 or 75 or 100 players who think that they're first-round picks, all, you know, sort of opt out or whatever, to make sure they're healthy for the draft. It's going to be, you know, probably a different college season. I just don't know that anyone knows actually what it's going to look like.
Did the NFL ever consider a bubble situation, or was that always off the table?
Always off the table and not realistic. You know, I mean, that, I think that's the thing, is there's too many people, there's too many players, there's too many cities, you know, and I think that's why training camps are going to be, hopefully effective in creating 32 little bubbles, you know, where players, I mean, hard to imagine a safer place than football facilities where players are getting tested every single day. And anytime they get within 6 feet of someone else, their bracelets buzz. That is a solid, safe environment. As long as they are going home and not being in harm's way, for instance, going to bars, going to clubs, going to strip clubs, getting chicken wings, whatever. As long as they're not doing that, you hope that the training camps will exist as their own little bubbles in themselves.
Can you just flesh out that point one more time? So all of these players have to wear bracelets whenever they're in the facility, and if they're within 6 feet of one another, they automatically buzz?
Yeah, and right. And so, you know, basically shows them how to social distance. And the other thing it does is tracing bracelets. Let's say a cornerback somehow passes a COVID test on Saturday night before a game and contracts it Sunday during the game. I don't know how realistic that is, but let's just say someone plays while being a coronavirus positive. What the bracelet will show is how many players actually on the field were at risk. How many players, based on the bracelets they're wearing, spent enough time within 6 feet of this person to potentially catch it. Those people would then need to be tested and quarantined until they, you know, tested negative. But it would also show you that, like, a receiver on the other side of the field was not at risk at all. It would show you exactly who came into contact with this person. There's a lot of, you know, really good health and safety things going on in the NFL to prevent the spread of this thing.
I love that. I love using technology and our advances in science to try to make this thing safer. That is very cool. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, joins us. NFL Network Insider, who you can follow on Twitter at Rapsheet. And also listen as part of the Rapsheet and Friends podcast. Inside training camp coverage airs throughout the week. NFL Network starts each day, 1 p.m. Eastern time, as training camps are right around the corner. Rap, it's always great to catch up, my man. Thanks so much for doing it.
Good stuff, man. Always good hanging with you. Take care.
You too. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network joining us this morning here on the show. I love using technology and science to try to figure out better solutions. You know, you go back to the 1918 Spanish flu, man, they didn't even have a virus science. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't know how to treat things. 102 years later, we are so much more advanced that we should be using every aspect of that. That's our competitive advantage right now, is the science part of things. And to ignore the science part of the technology part, man, that's our competitive advantage versus what it was 102 years ago. Lean on it. Figure it out. How could it work for you? I like those bracelets. I like that idea. So we've been talking a lot today about Little Mo. And he was a shining light for his 14 years on Earth. He unfortunately passed away last night. But he'll never be forgotten here on the DA show. We'll always honor him. I've got some ideas about how we can do that regularly here on the show. About a month ago, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore did this amazing thing. They had Little Mo host his own show. That was his dream, to be a sports talk host. And he was good at it. He was good at his phone calls, good at his takes, and he was a natural on the mic. And so he hosted the Big Mo show from his bedroom a month ago, 4.5 hours of people calling in from all walks of life, family, friends, teachers, people that were in the sports world, players, coaches, superstars. Roman Reigns called in, John Harbaugh, Buck Showalter, Ray Lewis called in. And Jeremy Kahn, who is his dear friend and spent so much time with him from 105.7 The Fan, was his co-host that night. And Jeremy reached out to me and asked if I would like to be part of it. And I, of course, said whatever I can do, I would love to be part of it. So I wanted to play for you my chance to be on the Big Mo show about a month ago. Here's the clip.
Mo, you know this guy.
Yeah.
You spoke to him earlier today. You call into his show. It's D.A.
Oh, my God.
Damon Amendola is with us.
Hey.
Big Mo, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Good to hear you, bud. Here's my wife, Amber Lee, who you met on Friday. She wants to say hi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are listening, and this is what a show. I mean, you know, Mo, I know you told me that you wanted to do this when you grow up. You've got a good head start on everybody because you had John Harbaugh come on. You had Buck Showalter come on. Mm-hmm. And you questioned the Ravens' preparation in a playoff game and why the Orioles didn't get to a World Series. So now we know you really got the chops to do this. Jeremy, you know that's not easy to do. Mo's got a head start on us here.
I can't even do it. It's crazy. I was wondering what he was going to say when Harbaugh said, "Do you have a question for me?" And I was going, "Ooh, I'm sweating over here." Oh, man. But, D.A., you know, thinking about when you first got into radio and just seeing somebody who's an absolute natural, how cool is this?
Well, it's really amazing. And I am so proud of Mo because when I was doing the night show on CBS Sports Radio and we were on in Baltimore, Mo would call my show and he was 8 or 9 years old at the time. And he's calling me in the middle of the night. He's got great sports takes. And I'm thinking, man, this kid's a natural. But I didn't know the full story about Mo. A couple of years pass and one of my producers sends me a story of a Mo Gabba at Orioles Fan Fest, who's the center of attention as a celebrity. And I said, I had no idea we had a celebrity calling us all of these years. This is incredible. And now I'm listening to this radio station, and I have to say, you know, Jeremy, your heart is as big as the state of Maryland, and it shines through in all of this. And we are all so thankful that you're helping Mo kind of live out a dream. And I am so proud of 105.7 for being part of the CBS Entercom family, because this is so incredible what you guys are doing. And all of these people calling and talking about how much Mo means, you know, this is an extraordinary event. And Mo, you should be so proud and so touched that this is what you do for everybody. You are my hero, and you are our light, and you are our heart, and you are our inspiration. For you to rally the city like this, the city of Baltimore is just absolutely amazing. And you hear it in every one of these callers, in every one of their voices. And it's all because of you. And I just am so inspired and impressed. And you are such a natural that I've got no doubt that you're going to have your own radio show as soon as as soon as there's a radio station that has an opening. And, you know, tonight is just the start of an amazing career for you.
Well, D.A., yeah. I got people saying I might get Wally pipped.
He's going to take my job by the end of next week.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Hey, I know he was asking about you, and he said, man, it'd be really nice if D.A. called in. And I've been keeping some surprises from him, which I think this is a very pleasant one. And I feel the same way about you, man, taking some time out last week to spend with Mo. I know you appreciate it just as much as he does.
Yeah. No doubt. Mo, spending a day with you was the highlight of my life. I'm telling you, you are such a part of my heart, and I just appreciate you so much. And you know, people might wonder how good you are at video games. You are so good at video games. I mean, Mortal Kombat, you absolutely crushed. And you were teaching me how to play Streets of Rage. And I'm like, how do you know all of this? I mean, he's leading me through every board. I'm like, man, Mo is really, really good at this.
Well, we got another surprise for Mo coming up. D.A., thank you so much for spending some time with us, man. And, you know, we appreciate you, and Mo loves you.
My pleasure. Mo, you're the best. I love you so much. And keep kicking butt, man. Keep kicking butt, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Thanks, man. It's so funny because, like, you know, we started playing video games. And, Mo, we did beat Streets of Rage together.
Yes, we did. You did it all by yourself.
No, I didn't.
No, you. Yes, you did.
No.
No, good. No, good. No. The thing is, I was helping you out until I lost all my lives, and then you just took out the bosses by yourself. I barely helped with the bosses because they kept just beating the crap out of me.
Yeah. Well, I've been saying that since I come over, that I'm here to chew bubble gum and kick butt, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
Exactly.
So cool. So cool. It was a highlight of my career being able to be on the Big Mo Show on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore a month ago. We lost Little Mo last night, but never to be forgotten here on the DA Show. That's for sure. When the time is right, I will let you guys know how we will honor Mo regularly here on the DA Show. I think you're really going to like it. When we come back here on the DA Show, a couple of wide receivers of the NFL barking over who's best. Who is best? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Too much fun with audio.
The longer you play, the more obvious the better team is going to have a chance at beating you.
That's okay? Cocky pop.
As soon as you use the word cocky pop, this discussion is over because it's poppycock.
Ah, my bad.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Cocky pop, I tell you. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Today's been a really special show. A lot of memories and remembrance of Little Mo. And if you want to hear it again this morning, or you may have missed some of the show, some amazing stories from Jeremy Kahn from 105.7 The Fan, who became really close to Mo and the family. You can listen to it in podcast form. You can listen to it on demand. Just go to our website, cbssportsradio.com. Click on the DA Show tab. Also, in podcast form, on any podcast platform, whatever it is that you use, you should be able to find the DA Show. Just search the DA Show, and you'll see hours 1, 2, 3, and 4 in their entirety, or the best of the show as well today. So, a couple of days ago, Keenan Allen, wide receiver, Chargers, got hot. He was upset that the NFL's top 100 had him ranked under other wide receivers. And, you know, this is just kind of an arbitrary ranking by the NFL network at NFL.com for content. It's something that we all do in this industry. People love rankings. They just love them. Look, I have built a career on rankings. One of the most notable things in my career is being part of the NFL Network's Top 10 series. It's why I'm probably recognized more than anything else I've ever done or ever will do. People love ranking shows. I could probably be on a pregame show, in-game telecast, a fantasy show, what have you, but rankings matter. And for people, they still, if they see me or they tweet at me, it's about something stupid that I ranked or that I said on one of these top 10 shows that have been running for a long time now at NFL Network. So the network does top 100 players of the NFL every single year leading into training camp. And this year they ranked Keenan Allen, Chargers wide receiver, under a couple of other wide receivers that he feels like he is better than. And Keenan Allen tweeted, "Okay, I'm tired of biting my tongue. At Tyreek Hill, at Mike Evans, at Chris Goodwin, they are not better than me. The list goes on. They are not a better receiver than me, faster than me, every day of the week. But separation, child, please." This tweet got 22,000 likes. Now, unfortunately for Keenan Allen, when he tweeted at Chris Goodwin, that's the wrong guy, because he might be thinking of Chris Godwin of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mike Evans took up on Twitter for him and his teammate, subtweeting at Keenan Allen, "You tagged the wrong Chris Godwin, LOL, and don't be mad at us. We ain't make the rankings or care about them. I like the confidence, but be realistic. You not on my level, bro." Chris Godwin also subtweeted Keenan Allen and said, that's a sneeze.
Bless you.
No sneeze nor cough button when you're doing shows from home. Chris Godwin tweeted, "Oh bleep, LOL. Don't sweat it, G. Chris Goodwin ain't better than me either," with two crying emojis. So does Keenan Allen have a point? In the last three seasons, since 2017, Keenan Allen ranks second, or I should say third, in receptions behind only Michael Thomas and DeAndre Hopkins. Now think about that. The two best wide receivers of the game, maybe alongside Julio Jones, are the only two guys that top him in total receptions. He's third. Mike Evans is 11th on that list. Tyreek Hill is 12th on that list. Godwin is 25th on that list. Keenan Allen also beat Mike Evans and Tyreek Hill in yardage the last three seasons as well. The only major category that Keenan Allen is behind both Mike Evans and Tyreek Hill is in touchdowns. Tyreek leads the group with 26 of those touchdowns over the last 3 years. Evans had 21. Allen had 18. Now, it's not like the Buccaneers have won anything significant. They've been pretty bad with Mike Evans there. But now they've got Tom Brady. Now they got Bruce Arians. They put up tons of yards last year with Jameis Winston. And they get maybe more attention right now than certainly the Chargers would. And Tyreek Hill has won a Super Bowl. He's played for a team in the AFC Championship game the last 2 years. He's also been on the front pages for bad news as well. So Tyreek Hill gets a lot of run because of what he does in big televised games and for a really good team. Keenan Allen doesn't have any of that. Keenan Allen does not have an exciting coach. Keenan Allen doesn't have an exciting quarterback. Keenan Allen doesn't have an exciting offense and doesn't play in big games nor in the postseason with Super Bowls on the line. So Mraz, is Keenan Allen underrated compared to those other guys simply because he doesn't have the notoriety or playing the big games that those other guys do, or we don't really think of him as an elite wide receiver, and it's legitimate why we don't?
This is actually news to me until the NFL Top 10 came out and we discussed this via G-Chat. I always thought for the last couple of years, everybody thought of Keenan Allen as a top 15 wide receiver in football, as they would Mike Evans. And I can't imagine a world where anybody looks at Chris Godwin and goes, oh, that's a better wide receiver than Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen has been an excellent player. His yards per separation, he has always been Mr. Reliable the last couple of years for Phillip Rivers. I think the problem is, while the Bucs have been bad and Jameis Winston has been a punching bag, the Bucs offense has been exciting, especially in the fantasy football world. That's a team that puts up a lot of yardage, yada, yada, yada. The Chargers don't play in front of any home fans anymore now that they moved to L.A. It's always road games for them. They play in a soccer stadium. Phillip Rivers, for as many accolades and people want to usher him into the Hall of Fame and talk about who he's better than, that has been just such a boring, bland Chargers team, even if they made the playoffs a couple years ago. And Keenan Allen has been one of the better players on it, but I just think that's a Charger offense in general that everybody just gets put to sleep by. And although Keenan Allen has been an excellent wide receiver, he doesn't excite anybody by streaking down the field with blazing speed. And I think maybe he suffers from the flash aspect. But all things considered, I think if you play fantasy football, if you watch the NFL, you watch Red Zone all day, you have the package. I don't know how you walk away and don't think the last couple of years Keenan Allen's one of the better wide receivers in the game.
Yeah, he's hurt by not being flashy. He's hurt by not being fast like Tyreek Hill, playing in a really fun offense. And he's crafty. He's a good route runner, creates separation, is really good for that offense. But because he's not flashy, because they don't have a big fan base, because they don't play in big games. When they did play in the playoffs, remember that stinker against the Ravens a couple of years ago? That was just a gross game to watch. They could only put up field goals. He absolutely is hurt in the minds of a lot of people because he's just not top of mind. When you see Michael Thomas, he's playing in playoff games, catching a million balls from Drew Brees, a really fun offense. DeAndre Hopkins plays in big games, plays in the playoffs, and he stretches and catches those balls out of the air, and you go, my goodness, who's got a better wingspan than him? Julio Jones has played in big games as well and a Super Bowl and has been at the top of the heap for a long time. When we talk about Keenan Allen, doesn't have any of those things. And so he keeps getting dropped in people's consciousness.
Yeah. Does anybody even know what Keenan Allen looks like without a helmet? I couldn't even tell. Like, if Keenan Allen walked into my basement today, would have no idea that that was Keenan Allen, to be honest with you.
A man walks into Mraz's basement and says, I want to co-host the show with you. He says, who are you? And Keenan Allen says, well, I'm Keenan Allen, wide receiver of the Chargers. Mraz goes, oh, okay, yeah, let's do the 7 o'clock hour together.
Absolutely. No question.
So I want to play this clip for you because we've been talking about Little Mo all morning long. Once upon a time, Little Mo called into the show, and we knew that he had radio chops already. And then we realized, you know what? It wouldn't take much to replace Mraz. Here's the clip. If you're going to come up here, you got to let me know.
Steal.
And we'll set you up, and then you can take Mraz's job for the night, and then you can book the guests and talk to the callers and everything. Okay. You think you could do that?
Okay, I'll try.
It's very, very demanding. When the phone rings, you pick up and you say, hello, what's your name and what city are you calling from? I don't know if you can do that. It's very tough training.
Okay.
You think you could do that?
I think I could.
And then you just got to talk about everything you ate over the last week. You think you can do that?
I'll try.
And then if if a guest falls through, just call another writer that you know will come on. Even if nobody's heard of him, okay? That's good.
Well,
you little Mo, you be good. Yeah. And you don't be a stranger. Call me again, okay, sir?
Okay.
Okay, buddy. Bye. Right. Little Mo laughing hysterically at how easy it would be to replace Mraz is one of my favorite clips ever. Andrew Bogus has our headlines this morning. AB, good morning.
DA, good morning one last time. Let us get right to the bottom of the sixth inning last night in Houston. First meeting between the Astros and Dodgers since the 2017 World Series, which the sign-stealing Stros won. LA reliever Joe Kelly threw a 3-0 fastball over Alex Bregman's head. Then, after striking out Carlos Correa to end the inning, Kelly said, "Nice swing, bleep," according to the Astros.
I don't remember the words. It's kind of in the moment, I think. I guess my expression was what I interpreted in my head, what he was saying.
That was Kelly, and that facial expression was kind of a pouty face, wag of the tongue, like crybaby kind of thing in Correa's direction, which escalated the situation, which led to both dugouts emptying, but that was it. No punches, no one got too close to another, and then the Dodgers won the game 5-2. The Angels rocked the Mariners 10-2, career homer number 657 for Albert Pujols, so he is now 3 behind Willie Mays for 5th all-time. The Rays won their 4th straight 5-2 over the Braves. The Red Sox lost their 4th straight 8-3 to the Mets, and the Nats lost at home to the Jays 5-1. Washington is now 1-4. White Sox manager Rick Renteria cleared of possible coronavirus, just a cold apparently, so he was there for yesterday's doubleheader loss in Cleveland. Then there are the Marlins and Phillies, of course. Miami has reported 17 positive tests, shut down through Sunday at least. The Phillies will not play again until Friday at the earliest. That left the Yankees and Orioles without opponents this week, so they will play tonight and tomorrow in Baltimore. Those struggling Nats, though, are getting an unscheduled weekend off since they cannot play in Miami. Meanwhile, there's apparently a hearing this morning for Red second baseman Mike Moustakas and center fielder Nick Senzel. Both of them self-reported COVID symptoms over the weekend, but apparently don't have it and have cleared all return protocols, but are being kept off the field still. They filed an appeal triggering this hearing. The Chargers and Joey Bosa extending their partnership for another 5 seasons. The stud defensive end reportedly guaranteed $78 million at signing of this extension. $102 million is guaranteed overall, which is the most ever for a defensive player. Myles Garrett had that crown for about a week. The Houston Rockets reportedly worried Eric Gordon will miss 1 to 2 weeks after injuring his left ankle in last night's final scrimmage game in Orlando. Post-game x-rays, though, were negative. The Lakers still unsure if Anthony Davis will face the Clippers tomorrow night after getting poked in the eye during a scrimmage last weekend. Davis has yet to return to practice, and Zion Williamson officially is back with the Pelicans now. He did some conditioning work during practice last night. We'll do more today, all in hopes of being ready for tomorrow's opener with the Jazz. The NHL restart fully begins on Saturday in Toronto at Edmonton. Exhibition games began yesterday. Sidney Crosby played 19 minutes in the Penguins' 3-2 OT loss to the Flyers after missing some practice time for undisclosed reasons. Minnesota United and Portland used PKs to reach the quarterfinals of the MLS's back tourney last night. And from the WNBA's bubble in Florida, Seattle downed Minnesota 90-66 with Brianna Stewart posting 18 points and 10 boards. The Mystics beat the Sun 94-89 in a rematch of the last WNBA Finals. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. Great job today. Now, tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time, I'm going to host an Instagram Live little chat and toast to Little Mo. So at 8 p.m. Eastern time, make sure you're following me on Instagram and an alert will come out for you and it'll let you know how you can join in. And if you want to ask any questions about Little Mo or give me some of your thoughts or memories about Little Mo, I'll read through those as part of the Instagram chat at 8 p.m. Eastern time. My handle is @DamonAmendo. 8 p.m. Eastern time in his native city of Baltimore is right around sunset. And I can't help but think of Little Mo when I see a bright orange sunset like his favorite baseball team, the Orioles. So we'll do that tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time for Little Mo, follow me on Instagram, and we'll do an Instagram chat and toast for him at Damon Amendo. When we come back, we've got your advanced analytics and your epic fail. This is such a cool montage. Stick around for it. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know, maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the Mothership's Advanced Analytics.
Well, today's Advanced Analytics is a snapshot into the Orioles Hall of Fame because Mo Gabba, our friend Little Mo, was inducted yesterday into the Orioles Hall of Fame, just hours before he passed away. The Orioles Hall of Fame was conceived in 1977. There are 78 inductees in the Orioles Hall of Fame. He's only the second fan ever inducted. The other fan inducted was Wild Billy Hagee, known for his O-R-I-O-L-E-S Orioles chant. So how about that? Wild Bill and Little Mo, the only fans in the Orioles Hall of Fame. That's how special Little Mo is. Wild Bill was inducted in 2008. Also, in 2017, 3 years ago, Little Mo threw out the ceremonial first pitch as part of kids' opening day for the Orioles. And here's some of the names in the Orioles Hall of Fame. Cal Ripken Jr., Frank Robinson, Brooks Robinson, Jim Palmer, Eddie Murray, Earl Weaver, and now Mo Gabba. Pretty awesome. That is your advanced analytics this morning. It's time now for your question of the day, brought to us by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You can always tweet at me, DA on CBS. Think O'Reilly for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. I just want to take this moment to remember Little Mo through all of you guys. I thank you so much for all of the tweets that I've gotten. Some really kind text messages as well from friends, especially those in the industry. But you guys, the D-Aliens, have such big hearts. Thank you. Mikey tweeting, can't believe he's gone, but what a tremendous person that handled some bad adversity, but just kept pushing and smiling. He taught us all to be better. Hashtag Little Mo. Mike tweets, man, I'm tearing up a little bit at my desk hearing his laugh. I love that dude. R.I.P. Mo. Lonnie tweets, I was very sorry to hear of Little Mo's passing, sending prayers to his family and friends. Some of my favorite moments on this show were when Mo would tee off on Mraz. Mothership's going to miss you. Hashtag RIP Big Mo. Senor Panlake tweets, simply forever in our hearts. Hashtag Mo Strong. Justin, thank you, Little Mo, for bringing so much joy to all of our lives. RIP, buddy. And thank you guys for this touching show. It's been great. Joe in Kansas City tweets, he's a true inspiration. R.I.P. Mo. Robin Topeka tweets, man, I love Little Mo ragging on Mraz about Chubbo Nation. There's a bunch of those moments, but that one sticks out. I laugh every time, every single time. Dominic tweets, from one lifelong Orioles fan to another, rest easy, Mo. You were an inspiration to us all, and thank you guys for the show and your relationship with Mo. Daniel tweets, I would imagine Mo was waiting for the afterlife with the same infectious enthusiasm that he had for life here on Earth. Cancer took one of the best of us. Hashtag RIP Mo. TJ tweets, I think I say our loss because we all learn from Little Mo, DA. The lesson of staying positive, never forgetting to laugh, smile, and look for the good in everything. I will always think of Mo every time I see the Orioles play. Thank you, Mo. Cousin Wisco, DA, learning about Mo's journey has helped me rethink my perspective on life. Mo indirectly challenged me to be a better man. Hashtag Mo Strong. And Mike tweets, tough day. Mo showed me how to walk with my head held up high no matter what life thrown at me. I soaked up all his words and kindness. You'll be greatly missed, little man. R.I.P. Mo. And that's what he did. He inspired us and helped change our perspective, and he'll continue to do so. I will not forget him. I will not let this show forget him. We will honor him consistently here on the show. And when the time is right, I'll unveil how. But It's now in our DNA. Remember, man, the moment that you think life has got you by, you know what? Think about Mo. Think about his smile. Think about his laugh and realize that is your choice too. You can choose to be the light and to be happy and laugh for everybody else to derive that happiness from you. That's what he did for all of us. So where we usually play the epic fail, I want to play for you this amazing montage that the Baltimore Ravens put out on their Twitter page last night. Just listen to the moments that Mo had with his heroes with the Ravens. Here's the clip.
What's up, DA?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Can I get a beam up?
You know it.
Being a part of the team is nice. It's really awesome. Everybody's, like, cheering me on.
Poe! Poe! I don't speak bird, but I think he likes me.
Hey, there he is, my man. How you doing, buddy?
Mo Gabba is going to be the first person to ever announce a draft pick written in Braille.
I'm ready to make history. With the 123rd pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Ben Powers, Oklahoma guard.
What's up? How you doing?
You know who I am?
Ben Powers.
Here, let me get a hug. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Man, you killed it. I've been wanting to talk to you since you drafted me, man. That's special.
Come on in the huddle. Come on in the huddle.
Huddle.
Double right, two jet alley.
Okay.
Here we go, buddy. All right.
Hold it up around Mo right here.
All right.
Here, grab Mo. Get a hand on him. Get a hand on him.
Here we go.
Double right, two jet alley. Oh.
It's up in the air. It's deep.
Yeah! Yeah!
All right.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
You guys, we'll get a break on Mo.
Yeah. Raise your hand up, Mo.
Put your hand up.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, Mo.
I'm going to say Mo on three. One, two, three.
Mo!
Mo got the ultimate beam up yesterday. What a great video. You can go to the Ravens Twitter page and check out that video. It is just so special to see him laugh, smile, be giddy with all of his heroes inside the huddle. The Ravens had him call a play in training camp inside the huddle. So yesterday I will choose to remember as a wonderful day. The Orioles went to his bedside and told him that he was in their Hall of Fame. And a little bit later on in the day, after we heard the announcement, we lost little Mo. But he was so about happiness and so about joy and laughter that lasts forever. And selfishly, we all want him here on Earth to keep hearing that laugh, you know. But he's in a better place. He had battled cancer for 14 years, so thankfully, doesn't have to do that anymore. And there's more work for him to be doing, I'm sure, upstairs. You know, I'm sure he becomes an angel on everybody's shoulder. Certainly ours here on the show. And I can't tell you how much I am thankful that he chose our show to call. You know, we're doing nights and we're having fun and we're talking sports. And then there is this amazing angel on earth that calls us and spends time with us and shares his laughter with us. And we are blessed and better off for it. So, Mo, thanks. Thanks for calling our show. Thanks for poking fun at Mraz and making us laugh. Thanks for your sports takes. And thanks for your passion. And thanks for just spending time with us because it made us all better. And I really appreciate everybody on this show that works with me every single day. I love these guys. And I love them because they love Mo as much as I do. And I know that you guys, the listeners of the show, love Mo as much as I do as well. And that makes me feel good every single day. So yesterday was hard to hear the news. but we'll keep Mo in our hearts forever here on the show, and you guys will as well. And yesterday will forever be a day that I remember for Mo's laughter and spirit, because that's what everybody was so connected to. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. Andrew Bogish on your headlines. And thanks to Connor Green, your associate producer. Tonight at 8 Eastern, follow me on Instagram for a cheers to Mo, the Mothership Disconnect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.